And joining us this morning is Kay Grinland. She is the director of the Cook County Care Partners.
Right.
And we've got a. I asked you to come in this morning because this is an interesting and I think really vital subject. Veterans End of Life program that's going to come on the 24th, and I know you're going to host it. It's a video piece, but tell me what's this all about and who's it for?
Well, this is a program we've done yearly, and Joni Christensen did it before us, we ever existed. It's Hospice Foundation of America. They do an excellent, used to be a teleconference. Now they send a DVD so we don't have to deal with internet.
Yeah, it's probably good right now.
They learned. Wonderful speakers, wonderful hosts. It's always a very interesting program. And this is for anyone, but it's really targeted for providers, doctors, nurses, ministers, social workers, anyone actually who works with people at end of life. And I think it would be useful for, you know, family and friends of, mm-hmm. of veterans.
So veterans, we have still a few from World War II, quite a few from Korea, and a whole bunch from Vietnam, and then more recently. So what kinds of things are we going to hear about in this presentation?
Well, they do an interesting discussion of the different cohorts and how each war has its own issues. You know, the World War II folks came back to a lot of gratitude and tribute. Vietnam folks came back to a lot of animosity. And, you know, it was much more of a public war, so a different mm-hmm. reaction. Korean folks was kind of the forgotten war. And I was really touched in the bit that I watched that one hospice worker had thanked a Korean War veteran for his service, and no one had ever done that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I noticed today, big thank you. I'm sorry, I don't know the gentleman's name, but he's a veteran from Roseville, Minnesota, and he finally gets his medal for being a prisoner of war.
Right.
During the Korean conflict. He fought on Pork Chop Hill, which not only did they make movies of, but it's a very famous battle. But, I mean, it wasn't an intentional oversight, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another thing they address is there's sort of a culture, you know, of if you're a veteran, it's almost like we talk about African-American culture or Chinese culture that affects end of life. Every individual is different, but it's good to know the culture because there are some things you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be on Wednesday.
Yep.
From 1 to 4 in the Corcoran classroom. That's the lower level of Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. Do they need to call anybody to make a reservation?
They can just show up. And one thing you want to have in mind is it does offer continuing education credits. And so they can get that online. I think it's like $30, something like that. And some of them you have to have a little test. Mm-hmm. But
now, you and I have talked about caregiving, and that's what your job is. But, I mean, is there anything we should be aware of in particular if we're either caring for a veteran or possibly see that on the horizon?
You know, again, it varies a lot to individuals, but two things I talked a lot about was, one, the stoicism. And, you know, that's really bred, it's great for battle, but it's not great for processing things at end of life or emotions.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's how to allow space, you know, for people to really get to some of the feelings if that's the work that they need to do. And the other thing is post-traumatic stress can sometimes surface at end of life more, you know, if that's been kind of held down. And so, you know, trying to find ways, you know, resources to comfort people or to help them through some of that.
Well, thank you for doing this program. We need to remember veterans all the time, and it becomes increasingly important as our veterans get younger and, you know, down the line,
yep.
when they face end-of-life situations.
Yep. One plug I want to put out there is one thing that's really important is to help people value their lives at end of life and value their stories. And we're going to have another volunteer training this spring, and we'd love to have more guys show up who would be really good listeners to some of those stories of veterans.
Guys have a hard time getting in touch with their feelings, but maybe veteran guys can do that.
Well, and they when if you're talking about the Battle of Bulge, they know the questions to ask.
Yeah, they sure do. Okay, Kay Grinland is the director for Cook County Care Partners. Thank you, and thank you so much for putting this program on.
You bet.